Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Forgiveness is first and foremost a decision. It doesn't begin with an emotion. It's not about how you are feeling at any given moment, but rather about the choice you have made to no longer credit an offense or blame against an offender, even if that offender was yourself or someone you love deeply. The best biblical defense for this definition of forgiveness is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where we read about love. In verse 5, we discover that love keeps no record of wrongs. That doesn't mean love justifies the wrong, because to justify it incorrectly would not be love. That would be enablement. Neither does it mean that love ignores the wrong, excuses it, or pretends that it didn't happen. What love means is that you do not keep a record of the wrong. This is similar to how God forgives us. He doesn't forget the sin, but he no longer holds the offense against our account. We are not held in debt to him to pay off something that we are unable to pay. Dear Father, I've carried around this weight of unforgiveness far too long. It's burdened my soul and sapped me of the strength and joy you have made me to experience. I've lost hours and days to bitterness, coping, and rehearsing the events of my past in my head. I don't want to live this way anymore. I know that it's creating distance in my relationship with you, and it's also causing friction in my relationship with my spouse and with myself. Please join me on this journey of release. Open my mind and heart to understand your truth. Give me the willingness to apply the principles and the power to forgive in my relationship with my spouse. Enable me to trust again, even if I do not feel my spouse is trustworthy. Let me be like Sarah in Scripture, who loved and trusted without fear because she put her hope in you. In Christ's name, amen. The Breastplate of Righteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. When someone wounds you and you choose to not forgive them, you lock them up inside a prison within your own heart. The problem is, you also join them there. In order to let yourself out of the confinement of bitterness and resentment, you need to let them out as well. Don't let the weight of yesterday ruin today and tomorrow. Dear Lord Jesus, I choose to trust that you are working things out behind the scenes for my greater good and your greater glory. I can't have it both ways, saying that I trust you and then also holding on to unforgiveness. You allow this thing or this pattern to happen to me in my marriage for a reason. I am receiving the benefit of what you are doing, so I accept the means through which that benefit has come. Please forgive me for doubting you by hanging on to a vengeful spirit, pain, and bitterness. Pour your grace into me so I can forgive freely, and open my eyes to see beyond the surface of my life to a deeper level where you are working all things out for good. Let my interactions with my spouse not be tainted by doubt, fear, or pain. Instead, give me the grace to love freely. As you have forgiven me fully and love me freely, help me to model and reflect that same forgiveness and love to my spouse. In Christ's name, amen. The Shoes of Peace. Whenever you stand praying,